follow you. Your coat's in my car, I guess you forgot it. Crazy, the things we let go. It finally hits me, a mile's drive. The sky is leaking, my windshield's cracked. I'm feeling sacred, my soul is stripped. The radio's painful, the words are clipped. The grief it gets me, the weird goodbyes. My car is creeping, I think it's died. I'm pulling over until it heals. I'm on a shoulder of lemon fields.
Hello. Hey. There's so much going on right now. My name is Julia, and you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Hot Tub Tapes, and I am back for the fall semester. I was on this summer Sundays at 4, and now we're switching it up back to my normal time, Mondays 3 to 4. And there was so much going on because I just found out that there is a DJ chat on WMFO.org where you can go and you can chat to the DJ on air, and that's the coolest thing ever. So please, please chat me if you're listening. I think it's so much better than calling on the phone. So please chat me. I will chat you back. I think that is so cool. I'm so excited. So I was very distracted looking at that, but I'm super excited to be back. I've got a super fun set today of stuff that I've been listening to on repeat for the past month or so. Lots and lots and lots of new music. And you know how it is. It's almost fall. Fall's happening in 3 days, I think so. And today the weather is feeling very fall-like in the 60s. So I am back in my sad indie music fall music. Not like I don't always listen to sad indie music, but I feel like I do it more in the fall. So fully into the indie sleaze, the early 2000s, lots of good stuff coming. I just played Weird Goodbyes by The National featuring Bon Iver. A great song, two of my favorite bands collaborating, so super cool to think of them in the studio together. And I just recorded a video for Melisma Magazine where we do like a what are you listening to session, where we run around campus and ask people what they're listening to. And someone was listening to Bon Iver, and I had to correct them and say it was Bon Iver. And now I am a campus celebrity. I've gotten some hate comments for that, but I think if you're listening to someone, you should probably know how to pronounce their name. Not like I know how to pronounce every artist I'm listening to, but, you know, whatever. Bon Iver, Bon Iver, I don't care, as long as you're listening to him. Next up, we've got some Howdy, spelled with two V's to make the W, and we've got two bands today that do that in their title. So kind of funky, kind of fun. This is a brand new single called Ruby, and I'll be back in a bit. Lots to talk about today, and I will be less distracted next time, I promise. So this is Ruby.
Walk along, walk along.
That was Eggshells by Dead, spelled D-E-H-D, Chicago post-punk trio I've played before in the show. They just released their second album, Blue Skies, and this is a single that comes right after that, so maybe new music on the way, let's hope. Before that, I played Ruby by Howdy, as you know, so we're starting off strong with some good indie music. Finally, I've gotten back to knowing how the board works, even though I was just gone for a month. It's always like a little bit of an adjustment period coming back into the station after a little break. But I'm so excited. The schedule is so full. We have so many new DJs. Hopefully I'll be getting some new trainees in soon, which is always super cute and super fun. But in the meantime, we've got some Wolf Alice. And this is an awesome cover I just discovered. One of those like Triple J like a version. Ones I feel like they do the best covers, like a session provider. And this is of one of my favorite songs, a Charlie XCX song called Boys. And I love Charlie, and I love this version too, which I feel like is rare. I feel like when you feel really strongly about an original, it's very rare that a cover will come along and make you look at it a different way. So it's very different from the original, but a really fun version. So I'm going to play it for you. This is Boys.
We'll be right back.
right. That was New Beginning by Automatic off of their second album that just came out. Automatic is an awesome punk trio from LA, three women who I love very, very much. Their first album came out a couple years ago, 2019, I think. Such a good track. Reminds me a lot of Metric, so I really, really like them. And before I played that Charli XCX cover by Wolf Alice of Boys. And I realized, too, they snuck in a little bit of Boys Don't Cry by The Cure at the end, which is really, really cool. Like that a lot. And next up, I have an older TV on the Radio track. I love, love, love TV on the Radio. This one is called DLZ. Yep. And I've been listening to a ton of radio lately because I feel like while I'm working, sometimes I just don't want to pick my own music. I want someone else to pick for me. And I entrust my daily listening to the queen of radio, who I talk about a lot, Jenny LSQ on Sirius XMU, and I've been listening to a ton of that channel, and I feel like it's reminded me a lot of like these older indie tracks, and DLZ is the track that they play kind of on repeat, and I love it. So we're going to get into that next, some TV on the Radio.
A doctor, who's sick, who's next? Never you mind.
That was Run the Credits by Oliver Sim, who is a member of the indie trio, the XX, who I've played a ton of on the show. I love the XX. The XX also contains my lover, my husband, Jamie XX, who I have probably talked about a little too much on the show. But it's really cool to see Oliver Sim doing some solo stuff. He just released his first album solo called Hades Bastard. This is off of that. But he just canceled all of his fall tour dates, and no one really knows why. He's being a little mysterious about it, so kind of a bummer. I would have loved to see him live, but maybe next time. And before that, we had DLZ by TV on the Radio. Such a good song. I love TV on the Radio, one of my favorite early 2000s indie bands. And next up, we've got a newer group called Royal Otis, Royal spelled with an E. And this is a super silly track called Oysters in My Pocket. And I want you all to think of the imagery of oysters in your pocket as you listen to the song. So here we go.
think about going back for some air. I think about how we used to be friends. I wanna tell you me, I'm not there. So I'm writing you this song I won't send you. In this room that I'm trying to keep clean. Let's tell me we hear you about a whole bunch of Madonna and you could sleep. You know that I'm incapable of changing. Some people just get stuck in the ways. Never thought it'd be me like this. I was meant to be brave. The only thing about missing you is that I don't miss you at all. Till now I still thinking about you since you stopped returning my calls.
That was Country by Good Morning, such a good band name there. And before you heard Oysters in My Pocket by Royal Otis, such a good lyric. Oysters in my pocket, save them for lunch. Why not, right? But just some really good imagery there and such a fun song. Next up, we've got two of my favorite female indie artists ever. The first is going to be Julia Jacklin, who I love not just because she shares my name, but because she... it's fantastic. I discovered her a long time ago when she released her first single, and the king of music critique, Bob Boylan of NPR, put me onto her. I used to listen to his podcast, All Songs Considered, every Friday, and a lot of my favorite music artists have come from that podcast. And this is off of her brand new album, Pre-Pleasure. It's called Be Careful With Yourself. Really cool song. And then we're going to play some Indigo D'Souza, and we'll talk about that, too. So this is Be Careful With Yourself.
Smoking, want your life to last a long time. scream. I wanna know it's not my fault.
Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen Colbert, for that excellent PSA about wildfires. I'm getting a lot of hate from my listeners in the chat about the last song, but it's so good. I was considering cutting it off before the interlude, but you get out the other side of that and it's so good. It's so worth it. I had a comment, one of my anonymous chatters, who I'm not going to mention on air, said, "Is this Monster Mash?" And no, it's not. It's Indigo D'Souza. She's fantastic. I recently saw her live performing with Courtney Barnett and Ethel Kane in San Diego. Best show of my life. I'm going to delete hate comments in this chat. I shouldn't have asked for it, though. My mistake. But I'm glad to see there's some action in the chat. Please chat me. It's so much fun. We can have a little conversation. You can request songs, and I can not play them anyway, but that's what radio is about. That's what freeform is about, that kind of fun little debate. But Indigo D'Souza is great. She has more than Monster Mash sounding stuff. She's excellent live. She's kind of weird. She's gorgeous, you know. And next up, we're going to play a new track from Always, spelled with two V's to make the W, called Pharmacist. This is one of the two singles they've released. Their new album is coming out in 2 weeks. And I can't wait. I'm so, so excited for this album and also for the new Alex G album, which is coming out on Friday. Those two albums are like my anchor points of the fall. I feel like I've been waiting for them for forever. So I cannot wait. And I've played the other single for you, so I have to play Pharmacist. And we got a few more after that, but keep the comments coming. Hateful or not, I love to hear it. This is Pharmacist. Sister, the phone.
should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with you? Who should I fuck, Daddy? Is it you?
That was Daddy by Cherry Glazer. Kind of silly I played this song while we're engaging in a chat debate with my own real dad. But this song, Daddy, is not about that type of daddy. So this is not for you, Dad. But I'm so happy the chat is going off. I hope this continues to be a theme. I welcome all opinions, all comments, positive and negative. And it's just so much fun. I love it. And before that, I played Pharmacist by Always. We've got one more track for you before I send you out of here on this Monday afternoon. As always, my name is Julia on Hot Tub Tapes, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'll be here every Monday at 3, and next Monday, right before me, will be my roommate, Ava Autry, a.k.a. Jolly Habitant, on the chat. So look out for that next week. Very funny. There's so much going on. Great. But we're going to finish it off with a song by Muna. I actually got to see Muna in concert last night. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. They are so fantastic. They are so hot. And they're incredible. The show was so much fun. They have so much energy. And I'm going to play a song called Kind of Girl off of their latest album. They're self-titled. And Katie Gavin, who's the lead singer, introduced this song by saying that it's kind of about her trying to be gentle with herself and meet herself where she's at and not kind of be so hard on herself all the time. And I feel like we all can relate to that. Like, you're not perfect and you don't need to be kind of this fully formed being all the time. So I'm going to close it out with Kind of Girl. Not Silk Chiffon, I'm sorry, but everyone knows that song and not everyone knows this Muna song. So I wanted to maybe play a new one for the fans. Apparently I've been usurped as a daughter on the chat, so I need to go back to answering that. I gotta play this song so I can answer the chat. Have a great Monday, and I will see you next week. This is Kind of Girl.
I'm the kind of girl who takes things a little too far, presses a little too hard. That's why you left a mark, and I'm the kind of girl who wants everything she can't get, leaving alone and yet somehow still leaving a mess. But I'm a girl who's learning everything I say is in definitive. I'm not some kind of minor trope who's never gonna change that so derivative. I could get up tomorrow, talk to myself real gentle, work in the garden, go out and meet somebody who actually likes me for me, and this time I'll let them. Yeah, I like telling stories, but I don't have to write them in ink. I could still change the end. Forever untamed.